Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System. Hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX, Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures had a generally weak undertone today, led lower by the corn, down 3¾ cents at 426. And they did not make contract lows today, but they've made the lowest they've been following that USDA report, which was released Friday morning at 11. The lowest they got on that day was 415.5. So we're working back toward that level, and we're still below the critical moving averages. And that should keep some pressure on the corn futures for now. And typically this time of year with harvest wrapping up, that's when we have the most amount of corn available. So that should keep things pressured here for the time being. If we look at soybeans, wrapping up harvest there, but it's a little bit different story. We're above the moving average, and hedge funds have been buying it, and they're defending that long position with everything they've got right now, and that's kept it propped up. And really, we're at our highest level since the end of September. So I think that those guys will keep trying to buy that until they're proven wrong. And then wheat futures are generally weak. They continue to be generally weak here. July 14 traded below $7 again today, down to $6.97. And we remain below $7 and below the moving average. So the overall picture there is weak.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
This morning's ethanol total production report showed a big increase on the week in production up to 6.489 million barrels, and that was 175 million barrels from the previous week. And then ethanol stocks declined just a touch, about 12 million barrels for the week, and is at the lowest it's been in 3 years, since October 2010, as ethanol stocks decrease. Profit margins fell for the week, but are still positive, trading about 65 cents a bushel in the black. So production will still continue to increase, and it's interesting to note that stocks are going down while production has increased. In other news, we have Informa tomorrow morning, which will show the 2014 planted acres by crop, and then the October NOPA crush is expected to be out tomorrow morning, and then we have the weekly export sales report tomorrow morning, which would normally be on Thursday, but due to Veterans Holiday, it's pushed back a day. Wheat sales are estimated at 350 to 550, 417 last week. Corn sales are estimated between 800,000 and 1 million metric tons, where we were at 1.7 million last week. And then beans from 900 to 1.2 million, where we were just over 1 million last week.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, December live cattle were up 22 cents at 132.97, November feeders up 17 at 165.02, and December lean hogs were down 77 cents at 85.60. Kansas City December wheat was up a penny at 703 even. Chicago December wheat down 3/4 of a cent at 644 and 3/4. In the row crop, Chicago December corn down 3 1/4 at 426 and a half. And November soybeans were down 2 1/2 at 1317 and a quarter. And December cotton yesterday was down 145 points at 76.52 cents per pound. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.